How is the president of Venezuela still in power? Nicolas Maduro faces the pressure of much of the world. An opposition leader, Juan Guaido, was named acting president 8 weeks ago with the support of the legislature. The United States and other nations recognized Guaido, and the U.S. is also moving to choke off the oil revenue that supports the socialist government. NPR's Philip Reeves has been asking how Maduro resists.
Juan Guaido is in his fortress. This is the only place in Venezuela he controls, the National Assembly in the capital, Caracas. Guaido is president of this parliament. He, his supporters, and more than 50 nations also consider him president of the entire country. Guaido signs off on some diplomatic appointments and a few new laws. He looks presidential in his dark suit. Yet on the streets outside, the police and soldiers behind the barricades answer to a different master, Guaido's adversary, Maduro. When Guaido first launched his campaign to oust Maduro, many of his supporters thought victory would come quickly. Now they're getting worried.
It is true that we're running out of options. We're getting close to a point where us, democratic politicians, have nothing else to do in order to bring about change.
Juan Andrés Mejías is 32. Like Guaido, he belongs to a generation of young Venezuelan opposition leaders who spend their lives working on ousting Maduro in the name of restoring democracy. Mejías says he trained for that.
However, I am not trained to take up arms and fight against a trained army. That time might come, and it won't be my time. It will be the time of others. And I pray that we can find a different solution before that. But it is true that we cannot avoid talking about this at this point.
Economist José Torojade used to be on the board of Venezuela's state-owned oil company before Maduro's socialist mentor Hugo Chavez took power in 1999. These days, Torojade is tracking Maduro's government finances.
How is he still surviving?
Don't ask me because I don't know. I don't understand it either. He can survive by printing more money. But that's all he can do right now.
U.S. sanctions on Venezuelan oil exports are wiping out a huge chunk of the Maduro government's income. The country's just endured the biggest power outage in its history. Venezuela's economy was already wrecked by hyperinflation. Torojade says now it's crashing.
I would say that Maduro is like a plane without fuel. He cannot fly anymore.
El pueblo movilizado. La señora Ceseña.
Maduro's supporters gather on the streets of the capital. Some privately admit they're pressured to attend big rallies like this. If they don't show up, they risk losing government jobs and vital benefits, including heavily subsidized food. Many Venezuelans say fear plays a large part in the way Maduro maintains control. Maduro survives through terror, says Jaime, an accountant who only gives his first name for fear of reprisals. He says Venezuelans are particularly afraid of colectivos, a pro-government militia with a record for extreme violence and intimidation. Yet Maduro does have followers who genuinely believe in him. Step into the ramshackle home of a man called Alejandro. He'll only give his first name because he says he's not authorized to speak. Alejandro's 65 and a lifelong communist. When he talks about Maduro, he tears up.
Esta persona es la marcada para hacer ese trabajo.
He's convinced the U.S. is at war with Maduro to seize Venezuela's oil and says he'll defend him if Guaido carries out his promise to march on the presidential palace. No one here doubts Maduro would fall if he loses the support of his top military commanders. Yet the army's high command remains loyal. Political analyst and pollster Luis Vicente León thinks army commanders are afraid to switch sides until they know they're safe.
You need to create a clear strategy that gives to them the trust they need in order to produce any change in Venezuela. Otherwise, they are going to maintain the status quo.
León makes another point. Maduro may be highly unpopular. In a poll last month, he scored 14%, compared with Guaido's 61. Yet don't make the mistake, says León, of thinking the collapse of Venezuela's economy will necessarily be enough to bring Maduro down.
They thought the same with Cuba, Iran, Syria, Zimbabwe, or North Korea.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.